Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night, March 25th. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio, 9 p.m.-ish on Wednesday night. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
So before we start tonight's show, we want to do a little bit of a plug. We okay with a plug?
We are.
Okay. We know we have tons of folks listening out there, and we're so appreciative for our listeners. And as we say at the beginning of each show, we broadcast off of WVWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. In fact, I just said that a little bit earlier. And the economy has hit everybody pretty hard, and one of the areas that the economy has hit particularly hard are non-for-profits. And so we are broadcasting off of non-profit, and WVEW is in the middle of its spring fundraising drive. So what Becca and I are asking of people,
it's little.
We would so much rather have a ton of people donate just a couple of dollars than a few people donate tons of money. So we're not going to stop you.
But we'll take either one.
We're not going to stop you from donating a ton of money. But so if you could stroll on over to WVEW.org, there's a PayPal button right there.
It says donate.
It says donate. And if you could perhaps, if you're listening to this and want to support Brattleboro Community Radio and community radio in general, this is just a fantastic way to do it. So we're just asking for $5. That's
five
what we're
bucks.
Asking for. So
come on,
we're good. And for those of you that wrote us and said, I would love to support you, but I can't, you know, have HRC show up on my statement because my parents would yell at me, this is a great way of supporting something gay and have it show up as community radio.
So absolutely.
That's my plug. And, you know, there's nothing else going on in the world. So our show's over, right? We got nothing else to talk about tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm beyond. Go for it.
I'm beyond.
You're beyond.
I think you need to...
I'll set it up for folks.
Okay.
Becca and I are pretty fired up, and I don't think this all could have happened on a more topical day for us because, you know,
we broadcast on Wednesdays,
and we live in Vermont. So the gay radio show in Vermont would like to start with the good news that if you have not heard, the Vermont State Senate voted 26-4 in favor of a measure introduced by Democratic State Senator John Campbell. Thank you, John Campbell. It's the Marriage Equality Act. And now
exactly.
It goes to the House of Representatives, who will debate it. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to begin debating the bill on Tuesday, next Tuesday. And a second vote in the state Senate is also expected on Tuesday. And this is great. You know, we talk about marriage a lot.
And currently we have civil unions in Vermont.
And we have civil unions in Vermont. And I've expressed, I wouldn't go so far as to say ambivalent, but I've certainly said that it's not my greatest passion, which is fine. That's totally fine. Now I'm fired up. Because our governor, our governor, for folks that don't know, is Governor James Douglas. He is a Republican. He was just reelected this past election day. Well, he made an announcement just a few hours ago, right a few hours before we are on the air, saying that, hey, just to let folks know, I will be vetoing this bill when it comes to me. So there's that, right? And it's horribly upsetting. And what's so messed up about it, I'm sorry, I keep pausing because I'm trying not to cuss on the air.
I know. And you're doing very well.
It's very difficult. And the fact that I'm getting so fired up about this is quite indicative of how I feel. So this is what he said. So he had a whole news conference, and he said that the civil unions provided sufficient rights to same-sex couples, and that he believed, quote, marriage should remain between a man and a woman. He goes on with the quote, for those reasons, and because I believe that by removing any uncertainty about my position, we can move more quickly beyond this debate, I am announcing that I intend to veto this legislation when it reaches my desk. Now, here is the thing, folks, loyal listeners, allies, LGBT folks, and people who are tuning in for the first time. This is the first time that Governor Douglas, who is in his fourth two-year term, has jumped ahead of the legislative process to announce his intent to veto a bill. It's the first time.
Right. So obviously he feels kind of strongly about this. Though, let's not take away all hope. He can only veto if we don't get enough votes in the House. If we get enough...
Why not wait?
It'll be okay.
Why not wait?
If you're really fired up, which I don't know, Ken and I kind of are.
No, we're fired up.
I'm fired up. You have a couple of options.
Go for it. We need options.
We need to get pens and paper out or cell phones out and take down a phone number. If you are in Vermont, you can call toll-free. You can call Governor Douglas toll-free at 1-800-649-6825. let them know how you feel. If you're out of state or if you are in an 802 area code, you can also dial 802-828-3333. That also reaches Governor Douglas's office, and you can rant and rave on his answering machine. Also, for people who want a little more hope, go to ru12.org, and that's the Freedom to Marry Task Force.
Yes.
They've got information about Friday at 8:45. People are meeting at the State House to protest.
But why? Why say this before the House is debated? I don't understand why you would jump out in front of this. You've never done this before. If I'm sitting there in the House, I'm thinking, well, okay, so do we keep debating this? Because he's just going to veto it. But I guess maybe this gets them fired up. It just – that this is the issue that he jumped out in front of is so absurdly ridiculous and so indicative of his – just how condescending he is towards this issue. Let me not even – have you guys debate it. Just so you know, I'll be vetoing this. As if I just want to know what his intentions were, and maybe that's something that people can leave on his answering machine there. What were your intentions in coming out in front of this?
Right.
Were you hoping that they just wouldn't debate it, that people would just give up on this? Were you? He said, move past this debate. I don't see how this moves past the debate. If anything, this creates more debate. So I'm furious. I'm furious about this.
Right. So. Me too. http://governor.vermont.gov. There's also a web form where you can contact him.
Guys,
seriously,
this is,
reach out.
Yeah.
Not even right this second, because you need to listen to us rant some more.
Right.
We have clever ranting
but this
and banter
is one of
that
those,
will occur.
This is one of those things, if you're listening to us, particularly if you're listening to us on iTunes, if you're listening to us on podcast, pause the podcast. We will be here when you get back. We promise.
Right.
Don't right now. If you're listening to us live, keep listening. But if you're listening to us through the podcast, if you're listening in the car, drive to your destination. Don't stop. And send this email. Make the call. This is one of those things where, oh gosh, we're so fired up. You actually have to do something. So please, please do something. Make your voice heard.
It's be loud
really,
and obnoxious
really
and be
so,
there.
So we're going to talk more about that. But we're going to play some music because we like getting people fired up musically as well. We have an amazing guest tonight, Nathan Runkle, who is the executive director of Mercy for Animals. He's going to be calling in a little bit later. He is just one of the foremost animal champions in this world. And we have a lot to talk with him about. And we're super excited. And he submitted a fantastic playlist for us. So let's get started with some of Nathan's songs. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. Such a great song. That's Jump by Madonna. I think that's actually one of the first times we've played Madonna on our show.
So shocking, really.
Shocking for us. That's a coup in itself.
Oh, wow.
How did we hold out? We're going to be playing Tori Amos a little later on. I think it's our first time playing her, too. So we have Nathan Runkle, our guest, to thank for that. We'll be talking with him a little bit later on. I was trolling through some of the sites before Governor Douglas. I had the day off today, so I was just kind of chilling out.
You poor, poor soul.
So I was doing some research for the show and was reading some of the marriage sites and the marriage articles. And, you know, my thing is I jump right to the comments. I could care less about the article. Okay, I have the gist of the article. I want to see what people are saying. What are they fighting about? And so one of the articles about when the Senate, before Governor Douglas did his news conference, the article was just about the Senate vote. And so there were 902 comments. I'm going to read so many of these. They were hilarious. They were hilarious. And I instantly jumped to the ones that hate us because I just think those are the funniest. So I chose some of my three favorite comments from the ones that hate
the
us.
The haters.
So in third place...
But they don't
place,
hate our show.
No, they love our show. They subscribe to our show on iTunes. They've been to thisshowisogay.com. They've clicked on the iTunes link. They've subscribed...
They've been to WVEW.org and donated
$5. They donated their $5 to the PayPal. They have not passed go. They've donated their $5. But they – so I chose my top three. So this is my top three.
Okay.
So in third place was, quote, I prefer to leave religion out of the debates on social policy. After all, we live in a representative democracy, not a theocracy. However, if God were to weigh in on this one, I'm confident he would smite the gay and lesbian activists. So that was number three.
Smite.
Smite.
But, okay.
Okay. Number two. I'd like to trade Vermont and Massachusetts to Canada for future consideration.
Amen.
I supported
Preach
that one,
it.
Even though the rest of it was really mean. And then in first place, I dub you the winner, whoever wrote this.
Do we have a screen name for this
we
person?
Don't, we don't. Okay. We did, but I can't say it on the air.
okay.
Quote, I guess marriage gives lunch at the Y a whole new meaning. I don't even know what that means. But it was so entertaining to me. I just thought it was funny. To repeat, I guess marriage gives lunch at the Y a whole new meaning. And the rest of it was so vitriolic. It was so mean to gay people. I just thought that was the quintessential line because I felt it was really biting and clever, but I didn't know what it meant. So that was my top three of the comments. It might be a new segment where I pull my favorite three anti-gay comments off of an article.
Thank you. lost imposters in this country now. So we go along and we said we'd fake it. Feel better with all of a stone. Did I almost smack them soon right then? I don't know what to tell. How they're in the room, does it go? These guys think they must try and just get over on us.
All right. That's some Tori Amos, as requested by tonight's guest. And I think it's time for a guest.
I think it is.
I think we're at that point in the show. Guest, are you there?
I'm sure here.
All right. Well, you
welcome,
get to...
Welcome, Nathan.
Welcome, Nathan. We're ruining the surprise of who he is, though. We got to...
Oh,
Nathan, you
welcome,
just have to,
mystery guest.
Mystery guest. We're going to introduce you, so you get to sit back and listen, okay? Okay. So, folks, Nathan Runkle is the executive director of Mercy for Animals, a nonprofit animal advocacy organization that he started when he was 15 years old. One of Mercy for Animals' most recent and most notable victories was when their investigation of California's largest egg farm helped pass California's historic Proposition 2 in November, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And Proposition 2 requires that by the year 2015, farm animals in the state of California will be given enough room to stand up, lie down, and spread their limbs. And, Becca, in the March-April 2009 issue of Veg News magazine, in their list of 20 young activists under the age of 30 who comprise the faces of vegetarianism's future, guess who was on the list, Becca?
Nathan?
Nathan. Nathan Runkle.
Wow.
Nathan Runkle, welcome to this show, Is So Gay with Ken and Becca. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's a pleasure to have you.
Indeed.
Where are you calling in from tonight? Are you out in Ohio?
I am in Chicago. I'm in our office here in Chicago. We're moving across the hall into a bigger and better space.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So for folks that don't know, why don't you tell them a little bit about Mercy for Animals?
Absolutely. Mercy for Animals is a national nonprofit animal protection organization, and we are based on the belief that non-human animals are irreplaceable individuals with morally significant interests and hence rights, including the right to live free of unnecessary suffering. And Mercy for Animals focuses exclusively on farmed animal advocacy. So we do undercover investigations at factory farms, we do consumer education awareness campaigns, and basically help people bridge the connection between animals that we consider companions and that we have a lot of respect and compassion for, and those animals unfortunate enough to be labeled breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and really encourage people to live a healthy and compassionate diet that removes themselves from the support of factory farm cruelty by going vegetarian.
Now, we heard a rumor that you go through all of the undercover footage yourself.
That's true. Yes, hours and hours of footage.
But that's got to be pretty intense.
It is. It's difficult, but, you know, our investigators are really the unsung heroes. I mean, these are people that never get the credit that they deserve. They're people that care deeply about animals, but they have to roll up their sleeves and go to work every day and work side by side with other people that don't have that same compassion or respect
right.
for animals, and they have to mm-hmm. bear witness to really brutal conditions at slaughterhouses and factory farms every day. But, you know, they serve as the eyes and ears for the general public who are really kept in the dark on these abusive practices.
Becca, have you been a vegetarian?
I used to be.
How long did you do that for?
A few years.
Okay.
I've fallen off the wagon, and now I'm feeling horribly guilty about it. Thanks.
No problem. I just wanted to highlight that for our listeners.
My sister's a vegetarian, and she's listening right now.
I've been a vegetarian for a solid 4 or 5 years now,
yeah.
So I'm there. I'm making up for the
not vegan, though.
All right, I'm
you're exploiting the chickens for their eggs.
Well, Nathan, one really cool article that was sent to us by our friend Allie, who is a huge fan of yours and actually recommended your name to us to have you on the show. So we're giving our shout out to Allie, and Allie has a blog that you can find at twoliablog.com/livin-veg. And she's got a great blog out there. And there was an article out in the San Francisco Chronicle written by Mark Morford. It just came out today. I'm not sure if you saw this, Nathan, called Beware the Vegans. Did you see this one?
I have not seen that. It
is brilliant. It basically is, I'll read a little bit from it. This much we know, we got to have an enemy. Communists had their turn, feminist hippies. Then came the evil homosexual people with their famous, much lauded agenda to destroy the holy sacrament of Christian marriage. And the article goes on to say, now that gays are firmly entrenched in society, we need a new enemy. And it's a very tongue-in-cheek article, and he puts out all these different groups like babies.
Let's highlight the fact that this is a joke.
It's a joke. But one of the groups that he puts out there is vegans. Let's see. Often self-righteous, check. Preachy, check. Like to gather in suspicious little clusters and share weird tips about the best ways to cook kale, check. And it was actually quite a brilliant article just about all of these little groups, not little, these groups sometimes on the fringe of society that very much need to band together in order to advance their causes. And it occurred to me that there's quite a bit of crossover between vegetarians, vegans, and gay folks, just in giving a voice to those who don't have a voice, branded as hippies and liberals, grassroots organizations. And I'm wondering if you've seen those crossovers in your work, being a gay man working in animal rights.
Absolutely. We have, and in addition to myself, we have a number of staff members that are gay, transgendered. We have a very diverse volunteer base, every age, background that you could imagine. But I certainly have seen, not only with my own history, but others in the movement that I've talked to, a really clear connection. And for me, I think it's a matter of being able to relate to others that are oppressed.
Absolutely.
I grew up out in rural Ohio, and as a gay youth, it was very challenging, and being faced with oppression almost on a daily basis. And I think because of that, being sort of the underdog and the person that is on the wrong side of a fist at times, or on the wrong side of hurtful words, it's easier to relate to others that are weak and vulnerable. And I think that there are no others that are weaker or vulnerable right now in our society than animals, and particularly farm animals. So when I see others that are sort of at our mercy, that are being disrespected, that really strikes a chord with me.
And I thought one of the most, and I'm coming clean with you here, because now I'm feeling really bad about this. So on Election Day, we broadcast the day after Election Day, and, you know, it was a great historic election, and yay, Obama.
Admit it. Just come out with it.
Yeah. I perhaps...
he openly mocked Proposition 2.
Well, I didn't openly mock it. I just was saying how it was such a stunning contrast, this victory for animals and this stunning defeat for gay folks in California. And I'm wondering if you had mixed emotions on those days. I mean, it had to have been just a huge celebration for you all and the great work that you did. And not knowing at the time that we would then have you on the air, or I would not perhaps have mocked it in such a way. And I'm feeling
But
really
if you want to go
that.
To the record, you can go to this show isogay.com and look at our podcast.
But I'm wondering what your emotions were like that day with this just stunning victory for Mercy for Animals, and really for animals everywhere, and really a stunning defeat for gay people in this very same state.
Yeah, well, I think articulated my feelings exactly. As it was very bittersweet. On one end, it was a historic day for farm animals, and it was a huge victory. But on the other end, it was completely disappointing. It was crushing personally. It was a very sad day.
Yeah,
that showed just how far we still have to come on this issue. So, you know, I live in Chicago. I didn't go downtown for the Obama victory. I stayed at home so that I could check online more for the results of Prop 8 than Prop 2, because the results came in for Prop 2 rather quickly that it was going to pass. But Prop 8 was so much on the line that really most of my attention that evening was on that election of Prop 8. So it was crushing in that sense, but you know, we have a lot of work to do. Unfortunately, it shows, I think, the progress that our society still needs to make.
But yay on Prop 2.
Yeah, that was a huge victory. I mean, this is the first state that has banned battery cages, which for listeners that aren't familiar with battery cages, these are enclosures that are about the size of a file cabinet, and they confine anywhere from 5 to 7 birds, and these animals live their entire lives kept inside of these cages. They're never let out. These birds are so intensively confined that they can't even spread their wings. They can't walk. They can't perch. They can't engage in hardly any natural behavior. So this proposition was really modest. If you looked at it, it just required that animals have enough space to stand up, turn around, lie down, and extend their limbs.
Right.
But it impacted over 20 million animals in the state. So it was certainly a step forward for egg-laying hens and cows raised for veal as well as pigs.
Were any studies done to perhaps track the folks that voted for Prop 2 and how they voted on Prop 8? Was there any crossover whatsoever? Do we know that?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
We say that those who voted for Prop 2 voted against Prop 8. Can we just say that? Can we just establish that as fact?
That would certainly be my assumption.
Becca said no. So
no, we can't make that assumption, Ken. We can go to the numbers, though, and we can find out.
I like the part where we just decide that it's true and then we go with that. That's kind of my preference for this. So I don't. And I think Nathan's on my side. So we win, we outnumber you. Yay. Go team.
Only because I'm absolutely baffled as to how to respond to that. But
so we're going to move on from that.
We're going to move along.
Well, one of the things we talk about often on this show, Nathan, is what makes a leader. And there was a great interview, and now I feel really silly that I didn't write down what the publication was that you were interviewed for, but folks can find it if they Google you.
I bet Nathan remembers.
Yes, I bet Nathan remembers. It was a great article where you give all of these tips on how to start up an animal rights organization and an animal advocacy organization. What really struck me was this could have been any organization. Do you recall this interview?
Just a grassroots.
Yeah, it was a Scotia magazine, which is unfortunately no longer in publication.
But the interview was still out there, and that's the important thing. I wanted to run through for some folks some of the things that you said, and it was a really nice. And I'm really just bulleting this. There's a lot more information in the article, so folks should look it up. So know the issues, state your mission, and find your focus. Select your audience. Implement a database to keep track of members and donations. Get online. Implement a website where you can post events. Start an e-newsletter. Develop your own literature. Host events. Find the right mindset and attitude. And one of my favorite pieces, never underestimate the power of one person. And finally, the best advice is to talk with people who have been in the field and ask them what's going on and get their advice. It struck me that could have been any organization, but in particular an LGBT organization as well. Were you thinking that it was much more universal than that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think the foundation for any successful organization is built on those key points.
Yeah.
So I think it could be really whatever someone's passion is, whatever their vision is for enlightening and improving the world. I think that those are the strategies that I have found to be very effective over the past nearly 10 years now with Mercy for Animals.
It's just a fantastic blueprint for those. We get a ton of emails and instant message during the show.
Absolutely.
And of folks writing and saying, I don't know what to do and I want to do something, but I don't know how to start it up. And it just struck me this was just a fantastic blueprint for folks who really do want to coalesce some action
right.
and make things happen.
And, you know, in terms of the power of one, I think one really inspiring example is there was a huge gay rights march against Proposition 8 here in Chicago a few months ago, and there was no official organization that organized this. It was two friends that heard that there were going to be statewide protests taking place, and they didn't see anything taking place for Chicago, and they started sending out Facebook messages. They just used the resources that they had, and no one had any idea how this event would turn out. and myself as well as a few other of my friends went to the event, and it started out with a few hundred people, and it grew to probably about 8,000 people.
Wow.
Taking
wow.
over the streets of Chicago. They shut down Michigan Avenue, but it was a very peaceful, very positive, empowering event. There were people on Michigan Avenue that stopped shopping and got in the line of people with this march, and it was because two friends saw a need for something and believed in themselves enough to take that first step, and then everyone else sort of followed behind them. So I think that really to see progress being made, no matter what the issue is that you're focused on, it sort of just takes that ambition of diving headfirst into something and saying, I'm going to figure this out and it's the right thing and I'm sure other people will join me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing we want to talk about, and we reported this actually right back when it happened, for folks that didn't know, on December 27, 2008, our guest Nathan was attacked in a hate crime in a state, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nathan, where sexual orientation motivated crimes are not addressed under Ohio's hate crimes law. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
First, the most important question, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
We were very concerned.
We were
very concerned.
Yeah, you know, I had to have a couple surgeries, and I was laid up in bed for longer than I would like. But to be honest, you know, I got letters and calls from people all over the world, really, and it was extremely touching and inspiring to see just how much love and compassion and support there is out there from people that have never met me or people that may have met me once in passing. When I think you're a victim of something like this, it can be easy to sort of feel that the world is cruel and there is no justice or compassion, but that was actually sort of the opposite feeling that I walked away from this experience with, because there was just so many incredibly compassionate people that shared their wishes with me, and that helped a lot to get through all of it.
Well, we've been wishing you well, and we've had tons of folks write in and say, hey, can you give us an update on that crime that you all reported? And so we're thrilled to have you on and hear how motivated you are to just keep going, because it's so important for folks not to be incapacitated, but to keep on trucking on, and you're really doing that. So
thank you. You know, for me, it really just strengthened my resolve. With the work that I do at Mercy for Animals, I bear witness to a lot of cruelty and violence
right.
towards animals with the undercover footage. But to be the one that is the victim of that violence sort of puts everything into perspective and sort of renewed my commitment and dedication to preventing needless violence, whether it be against animals or whether it be against other people.
Absolutely. Well, you're an inspiration to us, Nathan.
We're getting an outpouring of messages here on Instant Message, just so you know, that they're wishing you well and happy healing and
fantastic.
All those good things.
And
thank
so,
you.
Nathan, this is one of our favorite parts, where we sit back and let you psychoanalyze yourself based on the song selections that you provided with us.
So a little bit lighter than the hate crime
yes,
section of our
lighter.
Show.
So this is our favorite part. So I'm going to tell everyone the songs that you requested. We played a couple of them already, and you're going to tell our listeners what they say about you. Are you ready?
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
I know, it's fun.
I know, it's the surprise portion of our show. We're like, isn't it fun? You can choose songs.
The first song we played was Madonna's John. And see, Nathan had great song selections because it was the perfect balance for me, because I had two of the songs and I didn't have two of the songs. So I have two new songs on my iPod and I have two songs that I feel like I share with Nathan now. So starting with the two that we share together that I've already played, Jump by Madonna. Why that song?
Well, I am a Madonna fan.
Yay. It was our first time playing Madonna on our show. We couldn't believe it ourselves.
I thought it might be. I might as well throw that on there. But the lyrics to the song, to me, are inspiring. You know, Madonna has a lot of songs which I think are fun to dance to, but don't always carry a lot of deep meaning, but Jump to me is just sort of a matter of sort of the example that I was talking about with the two people organizing this event that turned into just a huge showing of support for the gay and lesbian movement, is just jump into what needs to be done. Jump into your dreams and your hopes and make it happen.
See, this isn't hard. You like
no,
this
No, I
game.
Was going to say, you shouldn't have been worried at all. You have great explanations so
well,
far.
Yeah, but now I'm a little worried. So, well, because I get nervous if you would have to psychoanalyze yourself based on Tori Amos. But let's go for it. So the next song we played was A Sort of Fairy Tale by Tori Amos. I'm going to start you out. I struggle with Tori, particularly with her later stuff. I find that with each passing album, I have absolutely no idea what she's talking about anymore. And you chose a song that's on one of her later albums, so I'm fascinated to hear what this song says for you.
Well, you know, it really could have been any Tori. Well, I wouldn't say any Tori song, but I actually am, in general, a bigger fan of Tori's earlier work.
Okay.
I think that she's sort of in the same boat as Alanis Morissette, and that some of her first albums were more raw. They had more
Absolutely.
Emotion. They had more substance almost before it became overly commercialized. But I don't know what to say about Tori. I used to be a competitive figure skater, and the first Tori Amos song that I ever heard was Michelle Kwan performed at Nationals, and I just asked someone, I have to hear more about this Tori Amos, and got all of her CDs, and it was just something that I found very calming and powerful.
You are a man of many talents, huh?
Look at that. How many, we want people writing in, we want to know how many people knew that our guest was a competitive figure skater. Someone, you're nodding your head, someone knew.
No, no one seems to have known that, though our favorite teen in Florida wrote that as soon as he moves out, he's got two things on his to-do list. One is to come out, and one is to go vegan.
There you go.
So you're inspiring.
I just had the weirdest flashback when I was at NYU. I chaperoned the NYU dance team to the cheerleading championships in Daytona Beach. And we were watching. I know. Move on from that to get to the part
this
of the story.
This host is so gay. Can you just repeat that again?
No. And there was a team that was practicing. And one of the songs that was in their cheerleading routine was a remix of Tori Amos's Me and a Gun, which was the most inappropriate. For folks that don't know that song, go do some research on the song Me and a Gun. It was so inappropriate. And I was so floored by it. But it was just one of those moments where, do I walk up to these girls and say, do you know what this song is about when you throw yourselves into the air? It was very weird. Okay, moving on to our last two. So the song that we'll be playing you out in a few seconds, the song Boys, which is not a song that I knew, by MIA.
Yeah, you know, MIA is another artist where I probably could have picked any song, and someone is actually telling me the story of the song Boys, or at least what their understanding of the song is, which is that it was almost a mockery of Western culture pop music, in that MIA decided she was meeting with some big record company, and they said that if she wanted to be successful in the U.S. with music, that, you know, she had to sort of tone it down and not be so political, because a lot of her songs are rather political. And so she says, okay, I'm just going to come up with a song that basically repeats boys, 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 which is essentially what it is. But I think it's just a fun song. I can't help but get up and dance whenever I hear it.
All right, we're going to dance when we play that. You promise,
Absolutely.
Becca?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Nathan, you'll dance with us at home?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or
moving
your offices.
And as you move your office, just dance along. And then the last song was Sam Sparrow's Black and Gold. And I just assume it's because Sam Sparrow's hot.
I was going to assume it's because those were my middle school colors.
Were they
black and gold?
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Was there any other meaning? We feel we should give you an opportunity to attach some meaning to it, but just so folks know.
I think you covered all the bases.
Yay!
Yeah, we just make stuff up.
Yeah, no, he's hot. We're done with that. Nathan Runkel, it is such an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. We're thrilled, first of all, to hear that you're doing well and that you're going on with everything that you're doing. There's so many crossovers and links between the fight that you and your organization are really taking up the mantle on with all these other great organizations and what so many of the LGBT groups are doing. And I hope that everyone has the chance to work together, because we're all working for rights. We're all working for rights for those that don't have a voice. And you're just doing such an amazing job. And I was almost just saying, we're just so proud of you. That was a very...
We are.
We're so proud of you, Nathan.
Proud.
So it's
Thank
just
so
it's
much.
Such a pleasure having you on. If folks want to check out more about Mercy for Animals, where should they go?
They can visit us online at mercyforanimals.org, and they can also check out our chooseveg.com website.
And there are recipes.
There are recipes. You can order a free vegetarian starter kit.
Ooh, Becca.
Everything
let's get back on the wagon.
Want to know. Yeah, check it out.
Do
we'll
you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite
stuff.
Recipe on there?
To be honest with you, I'm not much of a chef.
Okay.
I am a pasta and marinara kind of guy with tofurkey sandwiches.
Wow.
Those are sort
tofurkey
of
tofurkey is
my
not favorite. A food.
Yes, Becca. See, I have recently had tofurkey.
I even like tofu, and tofurkey is not a real food.
Nathan, do you want to sell her on tofurkey?
Well, you know, if you don't like tofurkey, there are hundreds of other mock meat products. They have really...
See, I'd rather just eat a vegetable than anything
well,
that is called mock meat.
Nathan supports the eating of the vegetables as well.
That works.
All right.
Yeah, I hate those carrots. Carrots should die.
Nathan,
I mean...
Wow, and on that note, let's have that not be the tagline for our show, Carrots Should Die. Nathan Runkle, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Folks, please check out all the websites that Nathan just mentioned, and we're all in this fight together. So keep on trucking on, Nathan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This has probably been the most enjoyable interview I've ever had.
Oh!
Wow.
That's our tagline.
That's our tagline right there. That's going on the website Nathan.
Is.
Nathan Runkle says,
Come back anytime.
Come back and just call in every week now and just say that at the end of the show. Nathan, it's such a pleasure having you on. All the best with everything you guys are working on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nathan.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
That was Boys by MIA, as requested by our fantastic and oh so young and inspirational. We like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And complimentary. He gave us compliments, so we
don't just like him because he said
come on.
All right, we love
Ken,
him.
You're a little bit cheap. I mean, really, just come right down and admit it.
Okay, but it's true.
Yeah.
So in happy news, because we're supposed to be ending with happy news, and we're already getting to the end of our show. It's flown by. Out in Minnesota, a legislation that would expand Minnesota's anti-bullying law, which, as our loyal listeners know, is something that's near and dear to my heart, is headed
Nathan's
to,
and mine.
And Nathan's and Becca's and everyone, is headed to the full state Senate after receiving committee approval yesterday on Tuesday. The proposal brings the law into parity with Minnesota's human rights law by adding sexual orientation and physical appearance to the sorts of bullying barred in schools. Currently, sexual orientation is covered under the human rights law, but not in the law affecting bullying. So to our listeners out in Minnesota, we are oh so hopeful that that goes through, because that's a protection that is desperately, desperately, desperately needed. So,
and
very,
just
very
to
important.
Squeeze one more news story.
Go
in.
For it. We have time.
We had a New York story today, too.
I saw the New
yes.
York story.
So gay and lesbian folks who are wanting to put both names on a birth certificate,
yay!
If they're married out of state, they can now do that when they have a child. Though, unfortunately, you still can't get married in New York.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, someday when this is all brought
I don't even
into
know
focus.
What to make
well,
of
it's
that,
one
really.
Of the poll that was out there this week was, I thought, was a really silly poll that was on one of the websites. I won't say the website, and then I said silly poll. But the question was, some observers have suggested various federal solutions surrounding the question of partnership rights for same-sex couples. Becca, which of the following two options comes closest to your views on the subject? Option one, this is so dumb. We should push only, it's dumb. Here's, you'll hear. Here are the two options. Option one, we should push only for the exact same marriage rights enjoyed by straight couples, including the word marriage. Okay. Option two, we should work towards a compromise that gets us most of the same rights as straight couples, regardless of what it's called. That's just dumb. I'm sorry. If the second option had been all of the same ones, but not using the word marriage, that would have been an interesting poll. But yes, I'm going to vote for the thing that gets me more rights, regardless of what it's called, than the thing that gets me less rights. It was a dumb poll. People who are running these polls, please don't run dumb polls, because they annoy me. But this is the most amazing thing. Thousands of people have responded to this, and it's split 60% to 40%. What 40% of the people are saying, yes, let's
maybe
compromise.
Maybe they're saying that they don't care about the name marriage.
Right. But it, again, and it says that gets us most of the same rights as straight couples. Why would you vote for that answer? Vote for the one that has the most number of rights.
Are you going to write to them and
it,
tell
well,
them
it's just
they have the wrong
dumb.
Answer was, on that poll?
I kind of want to find these 40% and let them know that there are other people that think God apparently is going to smite the gays and lesbians. It still remains one of my top three. I'm excited to do this every week.
I think that is our new tagline.
Yes. Well, speaking.
Exactly, of polls
speaking of,
and smiting.
So this is what's going on. People are writing us, particularly people who have submitted tagline ideas. What's going on with the tagline contest? We had no idea this was going to be such a competitive thing.
It's really intense.
It's like an intense
We've had to
competition.
Extend this because, so, really,
exactly.
I mean, we just can't. So, we've had so many submissions with
absolutely.
The other category.
So this is
taglines.
What we're going to do. This is our plan. We are going to extend the voting on the tagline contest for one more week. I cannot believe that hundreds of people have
voted. Okay, for people who don't know, though.
We're looking for a sign-off tagline. So not like the tagline of the whole show, because
we
already have
clever,
one of those.
But not too clever.
Right, right. And it has to make sense said out loud and not just written. There are a couple like,
and we're
oh,
not
when
going
I read
to
that.
Sing.
And we're not going to sing, so don't
sorry,
submit
guys.
That. So on our website, if you go to thisshowisogay.com, right below where you can click on the link on our homepage to go to our iTunes subscription, and if you have not subscribed on iTunes, I have no idea why not, you can vote in the sign-off tagline contest. So again, this is what we say at the end of the show. Hundreds of people have voted. It's hilarious.
Hundreds.
So we are going to extend this till next week. We are going to take the, say, top two that people have voted on, and the top three other submissions that Becca and I enjoyed. And
so
we're
going to take five.
We're going to take five, and we are going to submit those five. This is a very complex procedure,
this is
folks.
Yes.
But we have it down.
We'll write it all down.
We'll write that you could hold us to it, because there's one person who will remain nameless who very much wants to win her t-shirt, Carrie. So we will submit the top five to a blue ribbon panel of past guests.
Absolutely.
Who will then rank their top five. And we will be ranking our top five as well. And we don't have more votes than the blue ribbon panel. And the winner will be our tagline. It's very
involved.
We'll
contact my friends from MIT. They will apply an algorithm.
It's very involved. There's a Quinnipiac poll involved, I think, with this. But just so folks know, we are going to extend the voting for another week. So go vote on our website.
So can we give a few suggestions out there? Like, what are our new options?
I don't have those right in front of me.
Okay, could you remember? No, no. You don't remember any.
Have a happy Wednesday. There were a couple really good ones. So we'll sign off with a new one tonight. We'll do a different one next week too. So this is going to go on for another week. Chill out. Perhaps if you're that person who really wants to win her t-shirt, I mean, we're not going to say her name, Carrie. You got to wait another week, and then we'll do the blue ribbon panel, and then we'll select a new tagline. So to wrap up our show, just to cover some key points that we should have a study guide at the end.
We should.
Okay. So you should go to WVEW.org and click on the PayPal button. It's right on the right. Seriously, we're not asking
$5.
Folks. Yeah. We're not asking folks to donate hundreds of dollars. We would love to get 50, 60, 100 people to just donate $5. That's all we're asking for is $5. If you want to give more, all you. But please go to WVEW and donate, because we really want to support community radio.
Right,
this
and you should
nonprofit.
Look at what other shows are on WVEW and see what else you're supporting. There are so many other great shows with their own itineraries and
absolutely
causes. And
absolutely. So check out the other shows too, because we're a big happy family here.
And they
WVEW.
Can introduce you to all sorts of interesting music that you might not come across
exactly.
normally.
And then scroll back to earlier in the show. Becca gave you some information how to get in touch with the governor.
And I'll give you the Cliff Notes version.
Go for it.
Governor.vermont.gov is where you can find the web form to contact the governor's office. It's Governor Jim Douglas, and you can reach him at 802-828-3333. Please contact, reach out, show up on Friday and
There's
hang with
be
me.
There's something on Friday. Becca will be there.
For the State House, 845.
Absolutely. And then from our wonderful guest, Nathan Runkle, please check out the websites that he provided and get your vegetarian starter kit. Go out and buy some tofurkey. Just try it. Okay, Becca just gave me a look like you guys have no idea.
And when
idea.
You try it and you want to yell at Ken,
don't,
you can do so.
Don't yell at me.
At thisshowisogay@AOL.com.
Yes, please do.
It's a fabulous way to yell at Ken. And to compliment Becca.
Tell everyone about our show. We are getting such a kick out of being on iTunes and are just thrilled that so many people are tuning in. It's really flattering. And we are so happy to come out. Huh? It's funny. To come to the station every Wednesday night.
That's
and do
our new
this
tagline. Yeah. We're happy to come out every Wednesday.
We don't combine the taglines. And we're thrilled to talk with these amazing guests, and that there are folks out there subscribing on iTunes is just fantastic. So we're happy to be here, and we're happy to have you guys listening.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty much it.
Oh, 2 second version. Hi, Mom.
There you go.
The end.
And your sister.
And my sister and Bill and Will okay. and whoever else is there.
And for our tagline for tonight, hey, everybody, have a great week. And remember, why be just gay when you can be
so gay?
Started walking, and the apes climbed down from the trees and grew tall, and they started talking.